Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, so do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, and with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. As you may, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote?
I will definitely vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you from 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
66 to 75.
Okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, would you say that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
They're going in the right direction.
Okay. All right, sir, from the following, which sets of issues are the most important to you and your family right now? Economic issues like taxes and government spending, constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, or culture issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights?
Public safety issues.
Okay, public safety issues. Okay, all right, sir. All right, sir, now you'll be giving a list of some people, some public officials that you may be familiar with. Okay, please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that, you know, of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one will be Donald Trump. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
And would that be very or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Cobb.
No opinion.
Okay, no opinion. Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Anthony Sabatini.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, Mike Levin.
No opinion.
No opinion on him. Okay, what about Addie Owens?
No opinion.
Mark Jordan.
Don't know that name.
Okay, David Jordan.
Don't know that name either.
Okay, Keith Farner.
Yeah, don't know that name.
And Carrie Baker.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and if the, you know, now if the Republican primary election for State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Mike Levin, Nan Cobb, Eddie Owens, or Keith Farner?
No opinion or undecided on that one.
Okay, undecided. All right, sir, if you have to choose today, you know, with which candidate are you leaning towards at this time? Mike Levin, Nan Cobb, Addie Owens, or Keith Farner?
At this point, no opinion.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, sir, compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not changed much.
Not changed much, all right? All right, sir, generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Okay, bipartisanship, is a good thing. You know, when Republicans and Democrats come together, there's a, you know, less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. The second choice is bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats, you know, have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
Yeah, we need to clean house.
So second one, right? Second choice.
Yeah, that is correct, yes.
All right, sir, and which of the following comes closer to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Okay, the first one says, Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along, you know, he has a severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. The second show says, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being a president. And the third choice says, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November.
Actually, my opinion is closer to the first one. However, I do believe that the president is immune, but his staff and handlers that have lied to us and protected, they should be prosecuted.
So you want to go with the first one, right?
Well, again, the first one would be closest, but I believe that the president, Joe Biden, is immune from...
Okay, because only let me pick one choice, the first one or the second or the third one.
Yeah, you're going to have to go with number one.
Number one, okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, sir, as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate, so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, you know, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion, okay, about this? The first one says, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. The second choice is Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has the right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and, you know, paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in the primary and Republicans would have decided in, you know, the election. Baker was trying to pull off a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Which one do you agree the most, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
The first one, okay. All right, sir, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I only have a few statements I'm going to read to you. The following statements about the candidate were true, okay? Would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate if the election for Florida State House? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one says, a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in a state government, would that make you much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him, or no difference?
Much less likely to vote for him.
Much less likely. Okay, a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Very less likely to vote for him.
Much less likely. Okay, and a candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in, you know, in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
In the middle, uncertain.
Somewhat less likely or somewhat more likely? Or no difference? I got no difference, too.
No difference. Yep, no difference.
Okay. All right, sir, a candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress.
More likely to vote for him.
Okay, a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Very less likely. Much less likely.
Very less. Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Very less likely.
A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Very less likely.
A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
Very less likely.
A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Very less likely.
Okay, a candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued not, you know, for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
I don't understand. Can you reread that statement?
Yes, sir. A candidate who had a lien, you know, placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay. A candidate who has served on the Austin City Commission and will use the experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
More likely.
More likely, okay. A candidate who is 35-year-old resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
More likely.
A candidate who says they are, you know, seeking power at the state level, so I can return power to you at the local level.
More likely.
More likely, okay. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Greenall and Gary Borders.
Much more likely.
All right, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
More likely.
Be much or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right, sir. Thank you. All right, sir, and you will now be asked just a short demographic question before we finish classification purpose only, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Bachelor of Science in college. 4-year college degree.
All right. And do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice on issue, you know, of abortion?
Pro-life.
Would that be strongly pro-life or just somewhat pro-life?
Strongly pro-life.
Strongly pro-life. All right, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
All right. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.